You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
This is Shirzy, and I will be demonstrating the app called 1Password. This is a demonstration for the iOS app, as there are Mac and Windows versions as well. 1Password is a great app. It's a password manager, but it can also store credit card info, warranty info, software licenses, secure notes, and it's got a lot of great support and a lot of great features. Sorry for the noise, my dog is wandering around here. I also apologize for the audio levels in this recording. I'm using an iPhone 4S and Dropbox to record this. So I tried to get the voiceover volume as low as I could while still maintaining my volume pretty consistently. And because it's not great, I will do my best to not speak while voiceover is speaking. So let me go to the App Store and have voiceover read the description, because I did not do this description justice. I have not played with all the features of this app as of yet. When I do the demonstration, I'm starting from a point of view of a new user. I have backed up all of my info, so that's no big deal. So let me just open the App Store. I'm also using a Braille display to try and minimize phone noise.
1Password, password manager and secure wallet. Description, heading. Apple's App Store best of 2014. Have you ever forgotten a password? Do you reuse passwords? 1Password creates strong, unique passwords for every site, remembers them all for you, and logs you in with a single tap. 1Password is free. Start using it today. Your secure information, right on your wrist. Keep your most important items at arm's reach with 1Password for Apple Watch. Logins, passwords, secure notes, one-time passwords and credit cards can all be sent to your watch for access at a moment's notice. Your life, secured by 1Password. 1Password is a beautiful app that keeps all your vital information in one secure vault. Black Diamond store your logins, credit cards, identities, and secure notes. Black Diamond log into websites without having to remember any of your passwords. Black Diamond fill credit cards and identities without typing. Black Diamond quickly access your most used items using favorites. Black Diamond powerful search to find what you need fast. Stay secure with 1Password. Everything in your 1Password vault is protected by a master password that only you know. Here are just a few of the ways 1Password keeps you safe. Black Diamond encrypts all your data using authenticated AES-256-bit encryption. Black Diamond auto-lock protects your vault even if your device is lost or stolen. Black Diamond Touch ID allows quick, secure access. Black Diamond strong password generator creates strong, unique passwords for every site. Black Diamond syncs securely with your other iOS devices, as well as 1Password for Mac, PC, and more. Every device has every login. Stay in control of your data and how it syncs between your devices. Black Diamond iCloud support provides secure syncing with Apple Simplicity, iOS 8 and OS 10.10. Black Diamond Dropbox support provides cross-platform syncing and sharing. Black Diamond Wii, FreeSync keeps your devices up to date. Your data never leaves your local network. Your new 1Browser. Browse your most important and sensitive websites within the privacy of 1Password's powerful built-in browser. Black Diamond use Go and Fill to launch 1Browser and automatically log into websites. Black Diamond. Easily access and fill your logins, identities, and credit cards from the autofill menu. Black Diamond browse multiple sites at once using tabs. Black Diamond 1Browser protects your browsing sessions behind your master password. Unlock the full potential of 1Password. Upgrade to 1Password Pro and add many great additional features. Black Diamond multiple and shared vaults. Collaborate securely between team members. Share strong passwords with the whole family. Automatic sync keeps everyone up to date. Black Diamond additional categories including driver's license, passport, and many more. Black Diamond organize your data into folders or browse by tags. Black Diamond customize your items with multiple URLs, custom fields, and more. Loved and used by millions. Black Diamond recommended in Apple's Apps for Getting Things Done Guide. Black Diamond Business Insider, one of the world's greatest 100 apps. Black Diamond winner of the Mac Observer's Editor's Choice Award. Black Diamond inducted into Macworld's App Hall of Fame. Black Diamond award-winning 1Password also available for Mac, PC, and more. Sold. Separately. While we love these awards, we are most proud of the fact that millions of people love and use 1Password every day. We'd love to hear from you. We love 1Password and strive to make it the best it can be. Connect with us at support@agilibits.com. At 1Password on Twitter and facebook.com/1Password.
You can find this app in the App Store by searching for the number 1 and the word password. That's all together. 1Password. Their website is agilebits.com, agilebits.com. They're the only password manager I've ever used. I came across them via AppleViz and I tried them out, and at first I wasn't very impressed. There were some accessibility problems, but then the app was updated and it works beautifully. So, as I said before, I did not do that app description justice. So let's go ahead and open 1Password now.
1Password.
And start this demonstration.
Enter master password to unlock. Create new vault.
So when you open this screen for the first time, it will ask you to create a new vault or ask if you're an existing user. And In my case, I've cut the 1Password folder out of my Dropbox where it syncs, so it doesn't know who I am right now. So I am going to create a new vault, but I first will show you all the options on the screen.
Welcome to 1Password.
It starts with welcome to 1Password.
Would you like to sync with an existing 1Password vault or create a new one?
And I'm just hitting space with that 4 on the braille display to move forward.
Create new vault. Sync existing vault.
These are not shown as buttons, but they are clickable.
Create new vault. Secure. Text field. Is editing. Enter master password. Quick nav off.
So I'm just going to enter something nonsensical because I'm not going to actually use this vault.
Braille input. 6 dot.
And I'm waiting for the braille to catch up with itself.
Strength. Excellent.
Okay. So as you've seen, you enter your master password once you've created a vault. And a vault basically is, think of it as a folder, where all your passwords are stored, all your identities, all your credit card info, everything. So I am making a new one.
Confirm master password. Secure. Text field. Insertion point at end.
Okay.
Password hint. Text field.
We can leave that blank. I put a hint in my personal vault for my master password because I wasn't sure at first I was going to use it enough, and I thought, okay, I might forget this.
Selected. Create new vault.
So.
Sync existing vault. Auto lock after. 10 minutes.
This is another great feature. You can have the vault.
10 minutes. Pick your item. Lock on exit. Switch button. Off.
So what it's saying is, locking the vault. Not locking your phone, but locking the vault. So basically, if you leave your phone on a table or something and you've got 1Password open, it's going to close in 10 minutes. And let's see what these times are here.
10 minutes. Pick your item. Adjust it. 5 minutes. 2 minutes. 1 minute. 1 minute.
So the default is 10 minutes, but you can go down to 1.
2 minutes. 5 minutes. 10 minutes. 15 minutes. 30 minutes. 1 hour. 1 hour.
And up to 1 hour.
1 minute.
I'm
pick your item.
This
2 minutes.
To 2 minutes.
5 minutes.
No, five. Five works. Okay, five is a good happy medium for me. 10 seemed a bit too long, and 1 and 2 seemed a bit too short.
Lock on exit. Switch button. Off.
So this means that the vault will lock when you close the app. I'm going to turn that to button to on.
Off.
Why did I do that?
5 minutes. Selected. Lock on exit. Switch button. Off.
Oh, I don't know why it's doing that. I think it's on right now. I'll have to report that bug to the developer. I never noticed that before. It's not reporting the correct state of the switch button.
Now forward. Dim. Button.
Okay, it's telling us we can't go forward. Now, there's a reason why, and I have to figure out what it is.
Now back.
Okay, so I figured out, I believe, what the problem was. When you enter in your master passwords, if you're doing this on the phone, I think there's a next button, but on a braille display, I've never done this before on a braille display. So with the braille display or probably even a Bluetooth keyboard, you need to hit enter after entering each password and then the forward button will appear. So let's go back to the vault and
app switcher, Dropbox,
try
running
that again.
1Password, running.
So
1Password. Now forward. Button.
So I've got my auto lock set to 5 minutes and my master password and its confirmation done. And I've set the lock on exit. So I'm going to hit the nav forward button.
Nav forward. Dim.
And let's explore what's on this screen.
Nav back. Button. Keep in sync. Sign up for our newsletter and get awesome tips and tricks to help you get started. Example at domain.com. Text field.
I'm going to skip this, but I do highly suggest signing up for the newsletter. It's a really good thing to have, especially if, like me, you were stuck at first on how to exactly use this app and get the most out of it. So I'm going to skip that for now, but it's an email address field right there.
Email. Keep your data in sync between all of your devices via iCloud.
I will also not use this.
iCloud syncing.
because I use Dropbox.
Switch button, off. More sync options will be available in 1Password settings. Auto lock after, 5 minutes. 5 minutes, pick your lock on exit. Let's go, button.
So we hit
secure.
That button.
Text field, is editing, master
and
password, quick nav off.
And immediately, we are greeted with the master password prompt, which I will type in, the 1Password master password, and hit enter.
Dropbox.
And now,
4 or 5 bars, signal categories, heading.
We come to the first screen of the app. So, like the description said, you can have different category things to store in this app. So, logins are what I generally have stored, but credit cards are under their own category, and identities, and secure notes. So, let's explore this screen.
Add new item, button. Keep all your important information stored in 1Password. Logins. Sign into websites with a single tab. Credit cards. Shop online with ease. Identities. Quickly fill out forms. Favorites. Tab. 1 of 4. Selected. Categories. Tab. 2 of 4. Settings. 2 items. Tab. 3 of 4. Tab. 4 of 4.
I'm not sure why that's there. It's empty, and when you tap on it...
Tab. 4 of 4.
Nothing happens.
Switch to web mode. Tab 5 of 5. Button.
That is the tab to get into the 1Browser... 1Password, 1Browser, which is cool. I use it sometimes, but this app also does support the Safari extension. There are also other apps in iOS which support 1Password. I have not been able to test that. I don't quite know exactly what I'm getting into, but I'm sure on the blog or the support forums or in the app's documentation itself, there is information about that. I just haven't looked it up yet. So let's go to the settings.
Tab. Settings. 2 items. Settings. Heading. Message center. 2 unread.
Ah, yes. And this is the message center. Let's take a look at what else is on this screen before we explore the message center.
Vault. Primary. Security. Sync.
All these are tappable. It doesn't sound like it, but they are.
Display. 1Browser. Apple Watch. Requires Pro. Favorites. Tab. 1 of 4.
And that's the end of the settings screen.
Settings.
So
heading.
Let's go back.
Message center.
And
2 unread.
This message center.
Settings. Back button. Mark as read. Button. Welcome to message center. October 1st, 2015. Actions available. Release notes. 1Password 5.5. August 4th, 2015. Show on settings icon. Switch button. On. Actions available.
Okay. I haven't taken a humongous look at this. So this is the thing that will show the fact that you have new messages in the message center on the settings tab. Like how you'll see iOS updates on the settings tab, how it says 1 new item, that kind of thing.
Favorites. Tab. 1 of 4.
Okay.
Settings. Back button. Mark as read. Button. Welcome to message center. October 1st, 2015. Actions available.
There we go. I'm double tapping.
Back button.
Welcome to message center message.
Mark on read. Button.
This is what we get.
Welcome to message center. Heading level 1. October 1st, 2015. Heading level. Message Center is an awesome new feature to keep you up to date on what's going on with 1Password. Here you will see helpful tips on using 1Password, communication from agile bits, and other important information. 1Password will batch the settings icon when Message Center has unread messages. Settings icon with batch. Image. We hope you like the new Message Center. If you have any questions or feedback on Message Center, please let us know in our forums. Link. Period. Favorites. Tab. 1 of 4.
And let's go back.
Settings. Heading. Settings. Heading. Message center. 1 unread.
Ah, we can't.
Vault. Primary.
Ah, there we go. Okay, we did.
Security.
Okay, so let's go into security.
Auto lock. Security. Settings. Back button.
Thing to have. If you ever...
Security. Heading. Lock now.
Okay, so that's a lock now.
Lock on exit. Switch button. Off. Auto lock. 5 minutes. PIN code. Switch button. Off.
I found it a little bit confusing. So you can have a PIN code that you can enter. Say you have auto lock set to every hour or something, and you need to go back into 1Password, but you don't want to type in your master password. As long as your vault is open for that amount of time, you can use a PIN code. I'm pretty sure I understand how that works. I think I have given you the correct idea of how that works.
Your master password will be required after 5 minutes of being unused. If you enable a PIN code, your master password will be stored in the iOS keychain. Dimmed. Footer.
Ah, that's a great explanation. Thank you, 1Password.
Favorites. Tab. 1 of 4. Settings. Back.
So,
settings.
Let's
heading.
Go.
Sync. Security. Sync.
Explore sync.
Sync. Settings. Back button. Settings. Back button. Sync. Heading. Primary vault. Heading. Start syncing. Items. 0. Favorites. Tab. 1 of categories. Tab. Settings. Start syncing. Sync with sync. Sync. Back button.
It's kind of a bit weird how you enable syncing, but.
Sync. Heading. Choose a sync method. Ellipsis. Heading. Sync with iCloud. iCloud depends on CloudKit, which requires 1Password 5 on iOS 8 and OS 10.10. Dimmed. Sync with Dropbox.
And if you're confused, I double-tapped on the Braille display on the Start Sync button. So now we're in the screen that appeared after that.
iCloud sync with Dropbox.
Sync with Dropbox.
Sync using Wi-Fi.
Sync using Wi-Fi. I've never actually done this, but if you have 1Password for Windows and Mac or whatever, and you do something on that, it's... I'm not entirely sure why you would use that over Dropbox. I guess if you don't have Dropbox and don't care to have Dropbox. But I've never used this because I have Dropbox. And given iCloud's fussiness, at times I chose to rely on Dropbox.
Favorites. Tab. 1 of 4.
Okay. So I won't go into how to sync with Dropbox. It's pretty self-explanatory. Let's go.
Settings. Back button.
Back.
Start syncing. Items. 0. Settings. Sync. Display.
Display.
Turn on display. Settings. Back button. Settings. Back. Display. Heading. Conceal passwords. Switch button. On.
So, by default, this is on. And this is good in that all your passwords are concealed. When you have created a new item, you type in your password, it's good, whatever, blah, blah, you make your item. Then you go back to look at your item, and when you get to the password field, it says concealed text. And you can use the actions rotor to do some pretty nifty things, like show the text, or copy it, if you're logging in with something via Safari, or something like that.
Password font, Courier Prime.
I don't bother changing that because I can't see the thing anyway.
Show which icons. Switch button. On.
I'm not entirely certain what that is, but I've never messed with it, so I didn't care.
Turn on which icons to automatically search for and download unique icons for all of your logins and app licenses. Dimmed. Footer.
Ah, okay, so it lets you create like a little visual thing, like a passport or something, a driver's license icon or something, so you can visually just zoom past and not have to read. That's kind of cool.
Favorites. Tab. 1 of 4. Settings. Display. One browser.
One browser.
One browser. Settings. Back button. One browser. Heading. User agent. One browser. Changing the user agent may help in cases when a website does not load. If changed, you will need to close the current browser tab. Dimmed. Footer.
I think this is saying you make this website think you're this browser, like Google Chrome or Safari or whatever. I'm pretty sure that's what that means.
Clear web data. Favorites. Tab. 1 of 4. Setting. Security. Sync. Display. One browser. Apple Watch. Requires Pro. Pro features. Apple Watch. Requires Pro.
Double tap on this just to see what comes up.
Or. Pro features. Settings. Okay. Back button. Pro features. Heading. With a one-time purchase of 1Password Pro features, you can enable all of this awesome functionality. $9.99. Button. Or. Restore purchase. Button. More categories. Wireless routers. Software licenses. And more.
I didn't know it's... I don't know what it does with wireless routers. Maybe it stores the passwords for them? That'd be neat.
Advanced items, view file attachments, create custom fields, and more. Apple Watch, keep your most important items at arm's reach with 1Password for Apple Watch. Favorites, tab, 1 of 4.
I think even if I didn't need any of these features, I would want to support the
settings,
developer.
Heading, security.
So I plan to purchase this once I have enough money.
Apple Watch, Pro features, Mac, Windows, and more. Help, recommend 1Password. Version 5.5. App Store ratings are reset with every new version of 1Password. Please help us out with a good review. Dimmed. Advanced.
Let's go into the advanced.
Enable.
Category.
Advanced. Settings. Advanced. Heading. Prompt to open websites. Switch button. Off. If there's a web address on the clipboard, 1Password will ask if you'd like to open the website in one browser. Dimmed. Huh. Footer. Language. N. Enables 1Password to use a different language than the one set on your device. You may need to restart 1Password for the translation to apply everywhere. Dimmed. Create backup. Restore from backup. Create a backup you can download through iTunes file sharing. Only your most recent backup will be kept. Dimmed. Allow custom keyboards. Switch button. Off. Third-party keyboards are able to access all the data you type and are therefore disabled by default. Dimmed. Favorites. Tab. 1 of 4. Settings. Backup. Settings. Heading. One browser. Mac. Windows. Help. Recommend 1Password. Version 5.5. Advanced. Favorites. Tab. 1 of 4.
Okay, so that's it for the settings screen. Okay, so let's walk you through creating a...
Categories.
Login.
Heading. Add new item. Button. Available categories. Heading.
So it's going to ask you what category you want to put it in.
Cancel. Button. Login.
Logins.
Quick nav off. Next arrow. Button. Text field. Is editing. Login name.
Okay. So this is what you're going to call whatever you're going to use the login for. So like Amazon, your Gmail account, your YouTube account. Let's do Gmail.
Insertion point at end.
And, of course, if you've got multiple email accounts on the same type of, you know, if you have multiple Gmail accounts or something, you can say, like, work Gmail or main Gmail. Actually, that's what I do because I've got a work email address and a main email address. And so I'd like to separate those. But for now, let's just call it Gmail.
Next arrow. Button.
So once, I wonder if you can hit enter on this screen too. But you can hit the next button, which will automatically jump you into the next field. And you get to that by flicking right after typing.
Text field. Is editing. Username or email. Quick nav off.
So.
Braille input. 8 dot. Braille input. Contracted. Braille input. 6 dot. Next arrow. Button. Secure. Text field. Is editing. Word mode. Password. Quick nav off.
Okay, so password.
Braille input, 6 dot. Braille input. Braille input. Braille input, 6 dot.
And as I'm typing this, it's showing it to me for a second on the display, and then it switches to
next arrow. Button.
Putting it in as bullets.
Next arrow. Text field. Is editing. Word mode. https://www.example.com. Quick nav off.
So this is where you tell 1Password, okay, use this URL to log in. And that's important because a lot of sites will have their main page and then there's a login link. And when you click that login link, the URL changes, so you're going to want to figure out what that exactly is and copy that into 1Password so that, well, you don't have to do this, but if you want to use the 1Password one browser. I believe you don't have to use this if you're using Safari, so I just do it because I'm anal, but we can skip it. And I just hit enter, and the login has been created. So let me show you what that looks like.
Logins. Back button. Edit. Button. Gmail. Login. Username. EnglishWriter91. App. Password. Concealed text. Website. https://www.gmail.com. Actions
and
available.
My Braille display was being weird at the time, so the web address is slightly incorrect. I do apologize for that. The Brilliant line has always been a bit funky with iOS. So, an iOS 8's Braille input does not help. It's very slow. So,
password, concealed text.
So, yes, let me show you what this concealed text password thing can do. So, you're like, oh crud, I, you know, want to see what the heck my password is. Now,
reveal.
If you flick down, you get reveal.
Copy.
Copy.
Activate item. Default
activate
action.
Activate item.
Reveal. Activate item. Default action. Selected. Password. Concealed text.
I have actually not used 1Password's password generator. So let me just pick something. I won't actually create the login.
Logins. Back button.
Let's do app
logins.
Address.
Back. Logins. Categories. Back button. Logins. Heading. Add new item. Button.
So now. Okay, so one important thing. I forgot about this, so I'm telling you now. Once you've created a single item, it doesn't matter what it is, whatever category it's in, you hit the back button because you've created your login or your credit card info or your secure identity or what have you. Now you're on the
categories back button
page for that specific category. And if you want to create more items of the same category, you hit the add button. But if you want to create an item in a different category, you have to hit the back button.
Categories. Heading.
So now we're on that category screen, heading. And let's see how it's changed.
Add new item.
If it has
button.
It all.
Search. Search field.
You can search.
All items. One item.
There's a all items category now, and it only contains one item because we've only created one item.
Logins. One item.
But there's also a logins category.
Copy. Menu item. Reveal. Menu item. Large type. Favorites. Tab. One of four. Large type. Menu item.
I am not certain what that is or why it's there.
Reveal. Copy. Logins. One item.
That was strange, and I've never seen that before. But let's go to the logins.
Selected. Logins. Categories.
And now you're
back
in
button.
The logins category.
Logins. Head. Add new item. Button.
And click on add.
Text field.
So,
is editing. Word mode. Login name. Quick nav off.
AppleVis. AppleVis. Oops. I typed P-I-S, not V-I-S. That's not good.
Yes. Capital P.
V. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to try, instead of flicking right, I'm going to try hitting enter.
Text field. Is editing.
Yes.
Word mode. Username or email.
Okay.
Quick nav
off. It will take you to the next field by just hitting enter. So let's hit enter again.
Secure. Text field. Is editing. Character mode.
Now,
password. Quick nav off.
I'm going to try and find this one password generator. So I've clicked enter from the username or email address field, and I've landed it in the password field. This is if I already know the password and I've already created it on by creating an account with whatever website I've been on.
Enter or create your password. Secure. Text field. Is editing. Next arrow. Button. Progress. 0%. Password. Generate new password. Button.
Aha. Uh-huh. So instead of, all I did was flick left from the password field to see if it was above the password field, and it wasn't, because I got to the text to say enter or create new password. So then I flicked left from the password field, and I got to the, all these options, and the one I want is generate new password.
Comment 12 bullets.
So it has now pre-populated the password field with something.
Next arrow. Button. Strength. Good. DFI top is 9.
Ah, and I can see what that is if I just flick right. So.
Password length. 12. Adjustable.
Ah, and I can adjust the length of the password. I've never used this because in the previous versions, I had trouble using the app entirely. And in the next version, I already have a scheme for making my own passwords, so I don't bother. I just need one password to remember them for me, because sometimes I don't remember them, all of them, myself, because given the prevalence of online sites, you have to sign up for everything these days.
12. Show password recipe. Button.
Maybe this is their algorithm? Let's see.
Show password recipe. Digits. 1. Adjustable.
Ah.
Symbols. 0. Adjustable.
Okay. So you can adjust what's in here. So this password recipe button takes you to some fields, and you can customize, you know, put in 4 digits, put in, you know, 2 symbols. Let's see.
Avoid ambiguity. Switch button. On.
I'm not sure what that means. Let's see if there's a hint.
Alarm repeats. Switch button. On.
No. There's not hints. You can probably... the allow repeats button is pretty self-explanatory. Allow repeated characters. But I'm not certain...
Avoid ambiguity. Switch button.
...what the
on.
Avoid ambiguity is. Maybe it's for characters that look similar next to each other or something. I'm not certain. So let's flick back to the left.
12. Pat DFI Talk is strength. Next arrow. Button.
And hit the next arrow.
Next arrow. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. https://www.example.com. Quick nav off.
Typing in AppleVis's website. I can hit enter.
Logins. Back button.
So I believe if you were using the... I'm not certain how this works, because you can generate a new password, but I'm not certain how it helps you with signing up for the website. Maybe you can generate a password in... one browser and generate a maybe you make the login, generate the password, copy it, and use that password to sign up for the website. I'm assuming that's why that's there. I'm a little bit confused as to why you create the password beforehand, but I've not used this app to generate passwords ever, so that was actually my first one. So let's explore the edit option.
Logins, back button.
Because that's important. So websites nowadays, you don't create a good password, you get hacked or whatever. You need to change it. And you change it, and then you need to tell 1Password, hey, this is the new password now.
Edit. Button.
Or maybe this site has changed and it's moved to a different URL, but all your data has stayed the same.
Done. Editing item.
Now we're in the... Now we've hit the edit button.
Cancel. Button. Done. Button.
Go to the top of the screen and click right.
AppleVis. Text field.
That's your name.
Username. Actions available.
That's your username field. Now...
Passion for reading. Text field.
Ah, there we go.
Username.
So
actions available.
This.
Delete.
Aha.
Activate item. Default. Delete.
Okay. So the username text thing, I thought that was a text field, but it's not. That piece of text or item, it's not actually a piece of text. It's a item with actions and things. We'll let you delete the username. You just swipe.
Activate item. Default action.
Flick down.
Delete.
And you can double tap on delete. And
passion for reading. Text field. Username.
Excuse
delete.
Me.
Passion for reading. Text field.
That doesn't seem to be working like it should be.
Username. Actions available. Delete. Activate item. Delete. Passion for reading. Text field.
Maybe that's not quite how that works. Anyway, that's odd.
Password. 12 characters. Reveal password. Button.
So you can reveal the password with this button.
Generate new password. Button.
Generate new password.
Delete website. Button.
Delete website.
Website. Website. Text field. AppleVis.com. Text field. Reorder website. Notes. Text field. Cancel. Done. Password. 12 characters. Reveal password. Button. Password. Passion for reading. Username. Passion for reading. Text field. AppleVis. Text field. Username. Done. Button.
Huh. Yeah, I'll have to play around with that some more because it didn't seem to do what I thought it would.
Edit. Completed editing.
And I did change something, I guess. So it said completed editing, and if I had synced to Dropbox, it would have done that too. So let me try doing the add credit card. I'm not actually going to type in my credit card.
Logins. Back button. Logins. Back button. Logins. Categories. Add. Search. Capital A. AppleVis. Capital G. Categories. Back. Logins. Category. Add. Search. Search. Add new item. Button. Add new item. Available category. Cancel. Button. Login. Secure note. Credit card. Identity. Credit card. Identity. Credit card. Cancel. Button. Done. Button.
I'm just gonna
cancel.
Quickly
button.
Flick through the fields here.
Done. Button. Credit card name. Text field.
If you've got multiple credit cards, I assume you can also store debit card information here, and you would just say debit card instead of credit card. I've only got 2 cards, so it's not a big deal.
Section name. Text field.
Section name. I'm not certain what this is.
Cardholder name. Actions available.
I know what that is.
Card holder name. Text field. Type. Type. Text field. Type menu. Button. Type menu. Visa. Picker item. Expiry date. Button.
Ah, okay. So the
actions
type
available.
Of card. Meaning, what's, what is it, a Visa? Is it a MasterCard? And you can just, instead of typing it in, you can just, or I assume that the, maybe that's, the text field is there for things that are not as popular. But there's also the type menu, which lets you pick
card holder name, text field, type, type, text field, Visa, button, Visa, picker item, adjustable, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Diners Club, Card Launch, Discover, JCB, MasterCard Maestro, Visa Electron, Laser, Union Pay, Union Pay, Union Pay.
That's it.
Number. Actions available. Number. Text field.
This is your credit card number.
Verification number. Text field. Secret. Secure. Text
That's
field.
Your little 3 or 4 digit code on the back of the card.
Reveal password. Button. Generate new password. Expiry date. Button. Valid from. Button. Delete contact information. Button. Valid from. Button. Actions available. Expiry date. Button. Actions available.
Ah, okay, so you have the expiration date and you have the valid from date. I've never seen that used before, but that's okay.
Valid from. Delete contact information. Contact information. Contact information. Text field. Delete issuing bank. Button.
I'm assuming that's your contact information is a number or whatever you need to put in for the credit card authorizer. Not authorizer, but the company that gave you the card, the credit issuer, I guess.
Contact information. Delete issuing bank. Button. Issuing bank.
Issuing
actions
bank.
Available.
That's pretty self-explanatory if you get it from a bank. I suppose you could also type in something other than a bank there.
Issuing bank. Text field. Issuing bank. Issuing bank. Text field. Reorder issuing bank. But delete phone. Local. Phone. Local. Phone. Local. Text phone number. Text field. Reorder phone. Local. Delete phone. Toll free. Phone. Toll free. Phone. Toll free. Phone number. Text field. Reorder phone. Toll free. Delete phone. Intel. Button. Phone. Intel.
Ah. Phone
actions available.
National.
Phone. Intel. Phone number. Text field. Reorder phone. Intel. Delete website. Button. Website. Website. Text field.
Maybe that's so you can manage your card online.
https://www.example.com. Reorder website. Delete additional details. Additional details. Additional details. Text field.
Maybe some kind of notes or something.
Delete button.
Maybe your due date. That would be a good thing to have there.
PIN. Text field.
The 18th of every month. Ah, your PIN. So what you use when you check out of places. That's pretty neat. I don't think I would put that in. I have been a little bit leery of putting in my credit card. I'm sure it's fine. I'm just a bit nervy of doing that.
Secret. Secure. Text field.
Maybe that's... Oh, that's the PIN field. Okay.
Reveal password. Button. Generate new password. Reorder. Button. Delete credit limit. Button. Credit limit.
That's a good thing to have.
Actions available. Credit limit. Credit limit. Text. Reorder credit limit. Delete cash withdrawal limit. Button. Cash withdrawal limit. Cash withdrawal limit. Cash withdrawal limit. Reorder cash withdrawal limit. Delete interest rate. Button. Interest rate. Interest rate. Interest. Reorder interest. Delete issue number. Button. Issue number. Actions available.
Nice.
Issue number. Issue number. Reorder issue number. Notes. Text field.
And that's it for the...
Cancel. Button. Completed.
Card.
Categories. Heading.
Field. So this app is... I love this app. I could not live without it. It's on the second page of my home screen only because there are apps I use more often on the first page. And for those of you who might be looking for some hints as to password making, the whole reason I got this app and one of the reasons I started redoing all my passwords is because my Gmail got hacked. And that kind of forced me to think about, what am I going to do about all these passwords I have and remembering them and going, oh wait, did I change that or is it still the same? So I grabbed one password, and the password scheme that I use is to pick 4 words three of which stay the same and one of which changes. The one that changes is my second one, but you know, you can do whatever, whichever one you want. I recommend in one of the words that stays the same, putting a number in that word. I'm going to start doing that now because I have been putting it in the word, in the one that changes. But if you can't remember, did this one require me to have a number, or was I okay with just a regular word? Putting the number in one of the words that stays the same removes the ambiguity from that. So that's really cool. And the word that changes, you know, is based on the website that you're going on. So Amazon, you could say Amazon or something else, gifts or something, whatever you primarily use the website for. And this has really helped me stick in my brain, because now the pattern is cemented in. It's three random words that mean something to me, but that make it hard. It makes it hard for a computer to guess what it is, because a lot of people make kind of simple passwords and they just tag a number onto the end, and they also reuse the same password everywhere, and that's not very secure. But this system is random, but it's also the same, if that makes sense. I mean, there's always a constant changing factor to it, but most of it stays the same, so which makes it easy for you to remember but hard for the computers to guess. So now I'm going to have to go and change all my passwords again to make a number in one of the words that stays the same, because it's just easier that way. The problem with this method, however, is that some websites have a maximum character limit, which makes sense, but it's also frustrating because my password can be anywhere from 18 characters if I haven't used a special word to sometimes 30 or so. And sometimes the password field won't accept something. So in that case, I just drop the last word, and usually it's fine. But if I didn't have one password, I wouldn't be able to remember that I had dropped that last word. Some password fields are so short that I can't use my forward scheme in any meaningful fashion, so I have to create a new password. Like my dog insurance, pet plans, password field is quite short. It's respectable, but it's still short from my point of view. So I stuck the password and username info into one password, and I don't have to go, what is that again? What is that again? I just pull out my phone and look it up. And that's when the reveal password text comes in real nice, because if I'm using a computer, I can just reveal the text, look at it securely with headphones or something plugged in, and hide it again. So you reveal it and then you flick back up to hide and then double tap. This is a really great app and I really recommend it. The developers are awesome and the app is great, and they're always making it more secure and adding new features, and they really care about their
enter master password secure text field is edit.
Ah, see, there's my timeout. I've been blabbing forever, and there's my 5-minute timeout. So this is what it looks like when the vault locks.
Unlock button. Secure. Text field.
And you just enter in your master password. Type enter. And you're in.
Categories. Heading.
There you go. And this app, I have not been able to test this because I don't have a Touch ID phone yet. I plan to get one, but this app does support
text field. Is editing character mode
and
master password. Great. Quick nav off.
I hear from those who have Touch ID that Touch ID is awesome, and I cannot wait until I get it to
organizational apps folder.
Do
7 apps, 8 new items.
One password. Just log into a website. Pull up the share sheet in Safari, log into a website, and authenticate that yes, I am who I am by touching the home button. It's really awesome. So whenever I want to log into AppleVis, I'll just do that. So yeah, that's 1Password. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast, and hopefully I will do more in the future.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.